Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
We have been hearing a lot recently about the war on women. This so-called war on women is a direct attack on pro-lifers, including pro-life candidates, and those with deeply held religious views who don't believe our country should be killing unborn children at the rate of 1.2 million each year. Using the flawed logic being employed by our opponents in this battle for life, if you don't agree with them on choice, then you must hate women. I strongly dispute that. We know that pro-lifers care about the mother and her unborn baby. Those who advocate for killing the unborn child care neither for the child nor the mother. For a few days this week, we are talking about this so-called war. We're looking at what's happening in our country to determine who really cares about women. We've discussed some of the pro-life protective legislation that pro-abortion forces vehemently oppose and some questionable proposals that they are pushing. Yesterday, we took a quick look at the fact that advocates of abortion are supporting the forced abortion program in China by funding the United Nations Population Fund with our tax dollars. More and more, we hear about pregnant women in China who are dragged out of their homes, taken to family planning centers against their wishes, and have an abortion forced on them. The pro-life movement is fighting these programs, trying to make the world realize the horror being forced on these women. But we hear almost nothing from those who advocate for abortion. Do they really care about women? A major problem in China, as well as India and a number of Asian countries, is the use of abortion as a means of sex selection. According to various reports, more than 160 million girls are missing, having been the victim of sex selection abortions. Unfortunately, the practice of sex selection by abortion is increasing in the United States. When gender is the reason for the abortion, a disproportionate number of babies killed are girls. Abortion advocates who claim to be pro-woman should recoil at the notion that freedom of choice includes even the choice to abort a little unborn girl merely because she is a girl. But when given the opportunity to support legislation in Congress to prohibit sex selection abortion advocates fail the baby girls. Rather than oppose sex selection abortion, they oppose the legislation. Where are the pro-woman abortion advocates in this battle? They aren't speaking up for the lives of these little unborn girls killed by abortion because they are girls. Another distressing attribute of abortion advocates is that they refuse to acknowledge any real problems of or consequences from abortion. Post-abortion syndrome is a form of post-traumatic stress disorder. Ending the life of your unborn child is more traumatic than having your appendix removed. But since abortion is supposed to be a good thing for women, aborted women are not supposed to grieve their loss. In many cases, the pro-life movement considers the aborted woman to be the second victim of the abortion. Many of these aborted women are speaking up and speaking out, saying, "Don't make the same mistake I did." They have become eloquent and forceful spokespersons for the unborn child. While the pro-abortion movement offers only a dead baby as the solution for a woman facing an unplanned pregnancy, the Right to Life movement has taken up the challenge to help these moms through a difficult time, opening their arms, their homes, and their hearts. There are an estimated 4,000 pregnancy resource centers in the United States, more than double the number of abortion providers. Abortion advocates who say they are pro-woman are anything but. They aren't interested in making abortion safe for women. They aren't interested in defending unborn baby girls who are being killed because they are girls. They aren't interested in women who suffer from their abortion. The bottom line for abortion advocates is making sure that abortion remains legal. That unborn child must be sacrificed at all costs.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.